In your mind, elections here may feel like they're about 1,000 years away. Israel held a national election last month, the third one in less than a year, and still politicians are scrambling to form a government. A fourth election could be coming soon. In the meantime, one thing that's become clear is the electoral power of Israel's ethnic Arab voters. They came out to the polls in big numbers and cast their votes mostly for Arab politicians. But still, Arab Israelis are looking at the possibility that their Israeli citizenship could be taken away from them with Washington's blessing. The World's Ariel Osoran has our story.
Buried deep in President Trump's peace plan for Israelis and Palestinians is a short paragraph that could have a huge impact on Jamal Mojadla. Mojadla grew up in a town called Baka el-Gharbiya. It's part of a cluster of Arab towns and villages that Israelis call the Triangle. It's sort of the national heartland for Israel's Arab citizens. But if that part of Trump's peace plan is implemented, people like Jamal Mojadla, along with 350,000 others, could all lose their Israeli citizenship. They would not have to be relocated, but they would become citizens of the Palestinian Authority.
I don't want to go to the Palestinian Authority to be no future.
Mojadla comes from a prominent family. He served as interim mayor of Baka el-Gharbiya. His hometown could hardly be any closer to the Palestinian-majority West Bank. It sits right next to the tall concrete wall that divides this part of Israel proper from the Palestinian territory. But Mojadla does not see a great place for himself in a future Palestinian state.
I will stay here and want to stay here because I born here and father and grandfather. I don't move to another state.
More than a decade ago, his brother Ghaleb became the first ever Arab minister in an Israeli government. But today, Mojadla says, he can't imagine that happening.
All of them don't want us to be part of the coalition or the government or to give our rights like the Jewish people.
Mojadla takes me to a place called Falafel on the Fence. It's a popular lunch spot for Arabs and Jewish Israelis. Waiting in line for a stuffed pita, I meet Muhammad. He's 19 years old and works at a friend's family bakery in town. Muhammad tells me he identifies as both an Israeli and as a Palestinian. But he says that Arabs living in Israel face a lot of discrimination. There's racism, Muhammad tells me in flawless Hebrew. But the way to overcome it, he says, is to include Arabs in life here. To live together, that's what will make peace. The Arab citizens of Israel are the largest minority in the country. But before the Trump administration issued its peace plan, the Israeli government passed a so-called nation-state law. Critics say it favors Jewish identity and essentially makes Arabs second-class citizens.
I see this plan as it's a continuation of the nation-state law.
That's Rinaj Bara. She's a lawyer and the head of a nonprofit called Tishrin that works with Arab youth in Taibe, another town in the Triangle.
I see it as a prioritization for Jewish character of the state of Israel. So how can it be a Jewish state with democratic values? It's a contradiction.
Jbara is married to an Israeli lawyer. They settled in his hometown of Taibe, where they're raising their four kids, who all have Israeli citizenship. But not Jbara. She's not a citizen because she was born in the West Bank. As for Trump's peace plan, she says it undermines the two-state solution, which is still seen by most of the world as the best way to resolve the conflict. That's an idea 29-year-old Asil Matani relates to as well. She's a project manager at the same nonprofit.
First of all, I don't say I'm Arab-Israeli. I'm Arab-Palestinian that live in Israel.
Matani has a good job, lives in a nice town, but says that life in Israel as an Arab, and especially one who self-identifies as Palestinian, is not easy.
You feel you're strange in your homeland, you know, that feeling like a stranger in your homeland.
Matani says sure she would like to live in an independent Palestinian state one day, but she says that's not what the Israeli government wants, and it's not what the Trump White House is proposing either.
For me, I believe in one state solution, secular and not Jewish state. for all the people without settlements and the right of return for the Palestinian refugees.
When most Jewish Israelis hear that sort of thing, they think, game over, no more Jewish state. Back in Baka el-Gharbiya, I meet Jude Masalha at a little cafe. He's a 14-year-old student here with his dad for lunch. When I ask them about the Trump peace plan, Masalha says something quite striking. He doesn't want to give up his Israeli citizenship, he says. He likes the idea of a future state of Palestine, but at the same time...
I think that the conditions in Palestine are really bad. And because of that, I may choose Israel. Not because I love Israel, but because why would I suffer like the other Palestinians? And if I stay in Israel, maybe I could help the Palestinian people more.
The Trump administration's vision for Masalha and his neighbors says that people here in the triangle, quote, self-identify as Palestinian. There's some truth to that. But many people I speak with say there's no contradiction with identifying as Palestinian and being an Israeli citizen, too. They say before Israel can make peace with the Palestinians, it first needs to make peace within itself. For the world, I'm Ariel Osran, Baka el-Gharbiya, Israel.